Track 14. John Loynes is the man who launched an even bigger fleet than Helen of Troy, says Chris Armstrong.
Today, more than 13,000 boats are believed regularly to ply the Norfolk Broads. As long ago as 1948, a film for the Broads Authority estimated that there were more than 2,000 boats available for hire on the Broads, and that was in the depths of post-war austerity. The growth of the industry, then and since, owes much to the marketing skills of Jimmy Hoseason and Harry Blake. But for many, the credit for starting the boom belongs much earlier with John Loynes. Loynes was a remarkable man, born in 1843 in Woodton, a village near the Suffolk border. He was the son of the village shoe repairer. Times weren't easy, so he was put to work, aged 11, initially as a general labourer and sheep minder. Perhaps seeking a wider perspective, he took a role in domestic service near Brook, during which time he learned to sail. Widening his perspective again, he moved to London. While what he worked at there is not quite clear, he must have earned a reasonable amount and had the self-discipline to save, because on his return to Norfolk, he was able to acquire an apprenticeship with a master carpenter. He was a determined and ambitious man, and it wasn't long before he set himself up in business in Monastery Yard off Elm Hill in Norwich. His fondness for sailing and his natural curiosity led him to buy an old boat simply to dismantle it in order better to understand the principles of boat building. He then applied the knowledge thus acquired to building a small rowing boat for his own use. Soon he decided to make some money out of his hobby, hiring the boat out to those wishing to have a short row on the Wensum. Demand was high, and he built several more craft to optimise his earnings. This was just the beginning of a business career which was to be hugely successful. The story of what sparked his success has several versions, but the key theme is the same in each. It owed something to luck, but far more to effort and enterprise. The luck started when two young bank clerks decided to take a holiday with a difference. They hired one of Loynes's boats for a week and, armed with an awning to rig a roof under which to sleep, a stone jar of fresh water and a primus stove, they set out to explore the Broads. Their navigational skills fell short, and when their week was up, they found themselves at Wroxham, by river some 47 miles from where they were supposed to return the boat. Left with little alternative, John Loynes set out with a handcart and two assistants and literally wheeled the boat back to base, a much shorter route. A little later, the same thing happened again, but Loynes was not going to be forever trundling his boat back to Norwich by road. When it wasn't on the water, it wasn't earning, and in any event, it seemed to him that if people were prepared to put up with discomfort when cruising the Broads, they might be even happier doing so comfortably. So he left the boat at Wroxham, employing the landlord of the King's Head as his agent. Hiring proved popular there too, and in about 1878 he moved his business to Wroxham. Having originally intended to offer comfortable holidays by providing a boat with a crew who would be responsible for selecting suitable moorings with accommodation ashore for the passengers, he decided to go a stage further and provide adequate, even luxurious living and sleeping accommodation on board. His timing was excellent. The arrival of the railways and their use by the wealthy brought large numbers of potential hirers through Wroxham en route to the fashionable resorts of Cromer and Overstrand. Stopping off for a spell on the water became very popular, and Loynes was more than happy to cater for them. By the late 1880s, he was building and offering for hire substantial yachts with accommodation for as many as seven guests, with a crew of two sleeping in the forepeak. In high season, such craft were available for hire, including the crew of two, for £17.10, or £17.50 per week. For an extra 75p, a piano was available as an added luxury. Other boat builders, noticing his success, relocated to Wroxham too, and soon it became the centre of a new holiday industry. And by the 1920s, Wroxham had no less than 11 boatyards offering craft for hire, each with its distinct burgee. A contemporary guide lists them all with a description of the burgee and a telephone number. Loynes's early enterprise is reflected in his telephone number, Wroxham 3, a lower number than any of his competitors. The difference between Loynes and his competitors was perhaps that they were boat builders who built to order or for sale, but would let out their craft, while Loynes built boats quite specifically to hire out. And not just on the Broads, he built a parallel business in Holland and a smaller operation in Canada. For his main overseas venture, he would provide a number of his more substantial boats for hire in Dutch waters, and when the season was over, he would sail them back to Wroxham for maintenance and repair. No other yard showed the same degree of enterprise, but in short order, his luck ran out. The Boer Wars caused a great reduction in the Dutch respect for the British, and bookings fell away. Ever the pragmatist, he simply brought the boats back permanently to be hired out on the Broads. It seems remarkable that the 11-year-old sheep minder should have proved such a business tycoon in those days of limited educational opportunity. He must have been a natural entrepreneur. He clearly had both imagination and drive in spades, and he combined these with an understanding of marketing and with an entirely practical approach, as shown by his prompt withdrawal from the Dutch holiday market. His repertoire of marketing ideas included illustrated brochures and the availability for inspection in London of models of his craft. He was popular in Wroxham itself. He was good for business. The extraordinary Arnold Roy certainly benefited, providing provisions for hirers, sometimes on a sale or return basis. And together, these two men were the leading lights in the expansion of Wroxham, and they worked together for the community, Loynes being president of the Wroxham Advancement Association, which was chaired by Arnold Roy. His character may perhaps be summarised from an unexpected source. In 1895, an American visitor, Anna Bowman Dodds, wrote an article in The Century, a very respected New York magazine, in which she described a visit to the Broads. Meeting John Loynes, she described him as coatless, hatless, lean of shape and sharp of eye. She went on to describe how, having been unable, as all were already booked, to provide a boat and crew for her cruise, he went to immense trouble to find her a spare craft from another source, introducing her to the owner, dispensing sage advice, and helping to provision the boat. He was obviously an unselfish man and believed in giving real service. The tourism revolution he led certainly changed the face of Wroxham to the considerable benefit of local businesses, but not everyone appreciated the growth of tourism. In 1933, the Reverend Harold Mullett of Ponder's End was the local clergyman in Hoveton. He was horrified by the dress, or undress, of the holidaymakers. When interviewed in the local press, he was quoted as saying, "There is no excuse for nakedness in hot weather, but a desire for the vulgar." A visiting South African journalist described the female tourists as broad in the beam, and the men as looking like vegetarians with beards like dried vermicelli. And it wasn't just the people, it was the changed appearance of the village. In the 1930s, a Dr. Cornish of the Council for the Preservation of Rural England described the view from Wroxham Bridge as utterly hideous. In 1895, Anna Bowman Dodds had described the village as an admirable collection of thatched cottages, tall hedges, rose gardens, rustics, and clucking hens. Such is the price of progress. John Loynes had a long life. At 90, he was still actively engaged in the business and treating himself to an annual 6-week cruise. He led the charge to create an industry which has brought prosperity to the district and untold pleasure to generations of holidaymakers. He was a deeply religious man, a businessman of great note, and a committed contributor to the development of local projects. He cared about his neighbours, his customers, and his community.